Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. Here with Brian Jones, special effect headmaster of Seven Sisters with Tommy Vercola. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we're very good and we're very pleased to have you here because I think that in this movie you were not director, but you played a pretty important part in it, I believe. How did you work together with Tommy on the film? I think you worked together a lot, I believe.
Yes, that's it. That's true. This was my third movie with Tommy, so we had a relationship before. And I think by now we kind of have an understanding of what we're after. When I read the script, I know what he's going for. So my role was to read the script with him. We would work out where all the visual effects were, and then we would discuss how to shoot it on set. And then on set, I was there to make sure everything went according to plan. And then when we get into post-production, my job is to make sure the company's working on the visual effects, all the artists are coming up with images that he would hopefully like.
Yeah. Did you go through many different concepts before finding the right one for this film in terms of kind of special effects and the kind of visual you want to create?
Not so much in terms of concepts. I think once we had the location set, we shot the whole thing in Romania. And I think that sort of fed into the look of the futuristic world we had. Mm-hmm. So it had to be quite gritty and real and almost... The idea was that progress had almost stopped at one point because the future is a little bit bleak. And so we weren't after, you know, this glossy, you know, glass buildings, this super ultra-modern future. So we had to come up with a combination of something quite broken and then also bring the modern element to it. So a lot of the visual effects were coming up with something which is a hybrid of something that exists today and then just a little bit of a nod to the future. So we did a lot of technology, a lot of screen graphics, a lot of gadgets, I think, to try and, you know, keep the viewer engaged and hopefully they buy that it's not just today in Romania.
And was it longer to prepare the special effects on set or the post-production was the longest part? In terms of time of work?
Time of work. I think the shoot was maybe... We were in Romania for about 5 months from prep through to the end of the shoot. And then I think for post, we had about 6 months in visual effects. But for me, it's mentally, it's more work during the shoot just because you have to make sure that what you get in the camera is going to work later on. And later on, we can sort of take the time to get it right, but you know, when we're working on the day, it has to be done well. So,
and doesn't happen sometimes that what you think could be feasible while you were shooting is not when you are in post production, that you have to change, or you have to reshoot, or you have to find a different settlement of your in your job.
Well, I wouldn't be great at my job if that was the case. No, I mean, the idea of my role is to take the guesswork out of it. So we know how you would do things, and also working with the budget and constraints we have on any project, no matter how big or small, you need to work out the best solution for each sentence in the script, basically. So, we went and we shot everything as planned, and we progressed with the work as planned. You always get surprises when, just like with any form of photography, when you get it back and you look at it, you get, like, you know, happy accidents or things like that. But there was never any like, you know,
major crisis.
No crises, no major problem solving. You know, there's some things which were a little bit more involved. We did some age reduction on Glenn Close and things like that. It's a long process and a lot of work, and you can only really judge once you see the result. So maybe that's a little bit more like you were saying. But no, in terms of from what was in the script to what we shot to what we got, it went according to plan, which is good. Yeah.
Listen, you are kind of a veteran of special effects, and your filmography varies a lot. I mean, you did special effects for every kind of genre. You're not focused on, you know, science fiction or like whatever. How different was this film from the others? And did you have to face different challenges here compared to, I don't know, Prometheus or Lone Ranger or whatever?
This was different because there was a lot more work. Actually, most of the work was in replicating Numi for the seven characters. And it's different to some of the other movies that I've done before because we didn't have like a big CG monster or a big creature. You know, it wasn't Transformers. We didn't have robots crushing stuff. So I think it was challenging in being on set, trying to be methodical, but also be organic and let the actors perform the way they want without being too restrictive of what they're doing. And I think so that was nice, and I like it when we get to do work which is a little bit invisible. Mm-hmm. So for me it's gratifying to watch something, and if people go, oh yeah, but how did they do that, then that's when I like it. So in that regard, I enjoy.
So as you were saying to me before, keeping it real is your aim.
That's always the goal, or at least believable. I mean, you know, you sometimes your mind will never let you believe that there's a giant robot, but the idea is to always make it look like it was. I think the rule is make it look like it was photographed at the same time with the same camera as the photographer.
Don't just
put it in there. Yeah, so that's the hope.
Okay, thanks a lot to Brian Jones for the film Seven Sisters. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.